I'm wearing khakis.
Why do you have khakis on?
That's so weird.
That's from the State Farm commercial, you dummies.
I'm wearing
khakis right now.
Really? That's a State Farm commercial?
Red shirt, khakis.
Yeah, the Jake. Jake from State Farm.
Are you being serious? Yeah. I'm being serious. I'm supposed to know Jake from State Farm?
Yeah. Yes.
One of the most famous commercials of the past 10 years.
Is Jake from State Farm?
Yes. Red shirt.
Screw that guy. I'm progressive. I like the people in their white outfits doing weird stuff.
Okay, is that Flo?
Yeah, Flo. That's my girl. Her.
Stop.
Hear what I say. Woo! It is the JV Show. Come on. Step into the spotlight. Woo! I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
And I'm Natasha.
I got a stat here because I am stat man.
Stat man.
12% of online voters say during social isolation they most miss going to the gym. I wasn't even going to the gym, but I miss that thing so bad.
Me too.
Me too.
JV,
yeah?
If we weren't in isolation, you would not be going anyway. So maybe you just miss outside.
No, that's places. What's weird.
Maybe you miss the option, having the option to go.
I think you're right. And it's just that I'm so out of shape. Like, I feel my health declining. This would be the point. I know it sounds like a lie, but this would be the point. I would go to the gym. I need it.
No, you wouldn't.
I miss the gym, but if they reopened it next week, would I go back? I don't know. I think I got to keep working out in my backyard, which is the worst. I hate it.
It's so tiny. It doesn't even fit your own body, does it?
No, I have to work out half my body with the door open, hanging into the backyard, and then switch sides. It's
Let's
really
not forget, Graham's body has gotten pretty tiny.
Yeah,
so.
It gets smaller every day. I don't know what's going on. Poor Graham. So you probably miss, one thing you miss is a toned body, a muscular body.
Well, I don't have weights heavy enough at home. Most gyms don't even have weights heavy enough for me, especially it's not like I can order some. They'd have to have a forklift deliver them.
Right. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, so I saw a thing posted online about the best way to heat up pizza. I always thought it was just the microwave. You just put it in there and heat it up and then eat it. But they say, no, you're doing it all wrong. That just makes it a soggy mess. What they say to do is you need to heat it up cheese side down.
Huh?
They say you start a skillet over medium heat. Then you put your pizza in it. Cheese side down until the cheese starts to bubble a little bit and the oil starts to get hot. Then you flip it back over to the crust side, heat it up there, and then you get to eat it. That seems like a really long process, but I kind of wanted to ask Natasha about this because she eats her hamburgers upside down or something weird like that. Are you guys down to start reheating your pizza cheese side down?
You know what a mess that would be on your skillet? You would have to like rewash your skillet or use two skillets, that means that you're going to have more dishes to
But watch. I want you to imagine something, Natasha. You can dunk it upside down into a vat of ketchup.
No, that would be messy. So, like, how would you hold it in your hand? Your hand would be all cheesy.
Yeah, I'm not getting how. Are you guys able to visualize how you would cook a pizza upside down?
It makes sense.
It does?
It makes sense to me. I mean, I wouldn't do it. Because it does seem like a long process, and I don't want to wash a dish. That's a, but it makes sense because you want to get the cheese melty first, get all the grease off of it. If it's upside down, the grease will fall off, so we can cook the crust when you flip it over to be like crispy again.
Mm. You know what I was thinking about? A pot of coffee upside down.
Even that's smart.
I'll take any kind of coffee
now. It's the same thing. You have no coffee, Selena?
Not yet. I just made it, but I haven't gone to get some yet. I'm like dying.
You guys, there's so much coffee here now. There's so much food. This building is completely emptied out. And it's just like Natasha and I, and we get to have our way with all the food and all the coffee. And check this out. Someone actually scrubbed the studio like professional. You wouldn't even recognize this place, guys.
Wow.
Is it just all shiny and stuff?
Yes.
And did they clean our production studio?
No, that still smells kind of like a rat's ass.
Because I remember there was one guy that professionally cleaned that whole thing. His name was Graham. And then this other person named Selena left all her junk in there, and it just started to look just like it did before.
No, I didn't.
Don't talk about Selena's junk.
And even before we left.
Yeah, leave my junk out of this. My junk is pregnant.
Wait a minute. Discussion on that. Do women don't have junk?
Well, they have a different kind of junk.
No, you don't.
You can still call it junk if you want. I mean, it's not the same as yours.
No, that's not true. Women do not have junk. You got to come up with your own name. The reason we started calling it junk for guys is because it's like, God, there's so just so much stuff there. All your junk.
Well, okay.
I think
girls have a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they...
Not like hanging stuff.
To like slip off their bicycle and, you know, and crash like that, you know, hit them there, I think they could say, oh, I just got hit in the junk.
No, that is not true. You guys can't. I happen to know where that term came. That term came out of New York, and it is for guys' stuff. Like, you know, all your... Just there in all, at all your junk. Women don't have junk.
I mean, okay, it does sound weird, but you have to admit there is so much junk that some guys can't find it.
True.
We got to come up with a term really quick. Okay, if we're not calling ladies, you know, their stuff junk, just your stuff. How about that? Your stuff.
It's the.
But that sounds like it's not important. Like it's just stuff.
Well, that's just what it is. It's stuff. Stuff for my junk.
Is it start? Right, wait, why just for you? Like we're just here for men.
Oh, I like that attitude. Yeah, Natasha, what did you call it instead of Natasha? What are you calling it instead of stuff?
The cookie.
Oh, that's yes. You guys have heard of it referred to as the cookie, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to settle on that. Junk and cookies, folks. Good morning. It's Junk and Cookies.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. So Natasha and JV here in studio, Graham and Selena at home. We're going to check in with Selena in just a second here. Tara Cabral checking in. WTF, been awake since 4:30 a.m., can't go back to sleep. Guess I will listen to JV, Selena Graham, and Natasha live instead of podcasting later. I like that, Tara. She goes on to say, good morning, y'all. Selena, what do you got?
So there's this new streaming app. I keep seeing it everywhere. Like, I personally don't know anybody who's downloaded it yet. By the way, it just launched yesterday. It's called Quibi, I think is how you pronounce it.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys been seeing this?
I've seen that everywhere as well. Quibi.
Too.
Yes. The promo they are doing for this thing is crazy. It's all over Instagram. Celebrities are, you know, posting about it. I see it on like every blog website I go to.
Yeah.
So I actually looked up like what it was because I just kept seeing the name and I would keep scrolling. But it's a mobile only streaming app. So it's meant to just be watched on your phone. And it's not like full length TV shows.
As soon as you started talking, he was out.
I'm pretty much out.
He hit the buzzer. Okay, so I'm still in. What's up?
Thank you, JV. So it's not like full-length TV shows or movies. It's what they call like bite-sized shows.
Hold on. But Natasha's still in.
I'm in. Okay, thanks, Natasha. So the shows are shorter.
She didn't explain it yet.
Yeah, she said bite-sized shows.
I love it.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Selena. So
the shows are shorter. They're fun. They're straight to the point. I saw that J-Lo has a show she's hosting.
Oh,
Drake
I'm in.
He's
I'm
even going to produce a series. Uh-huh. This is where Chrissy Teigen's show.
I'm out. I'm way out. I'm so far out. I'm outside right now.
Okay, so let's pretend Chrissy Teigen's not on there.
I'm in. But I'm mildly back in.
Would you download yet another streaming app? Or are you sick of all the different ways just to stream content
really,
in general?
It really depends. I mean, something out of all of this that we're going through right now, something is going to be the next thing. So I don't want to say that I'm out and then everyone's in and then I was out and then I try to go in and they go, wait, you were out, you know?
Yeah. This is the future, though.
I think it might be.
This
might be. So how long, like that Chrissy garbage, I'm just kidding. How long? Is it like 5, 10, 15 minutes?
I haven't personally downloaded it yet, so I don't know how long the episodes are, but they're saying it's not meant to be like, it's not supposed to take up a lot of your time. They're meant to be bite-sized little things that you can just take in, you know, whenever you can while you're on your phone. So the little short things.
The one thing I don't like is, I don't like the name.
Me either.
Quibi.
Quibi. I like it. It sounds like a teddy bear.
It was like quick shows and Wibby. I don't know what the other word
Wibby?
Is. I don't know what they're combining there. Wibby. If I'm ever walking along on, you know, down the street watching a show on my phone and it's Chrissy Teigen's show, I don't care how short it is or how bite-sized it is. You push me in front of an oncoming bus. I'm dead. I don't care. I've hit rock bottom.
Oh, my God. I've got, wow. I have, because I like the concept, don't like the name. I don't know if you ladies are going to like it. Graham's going to love it.
Okay.
Okay. Said it. Quibi. Quiffy.
I'm back, man. You knew I was totally back. That?
Yes.
How did you know?
Because it's just so you. But
it's not. I didn't put a e.
Yeah, but can you just change the first vowels to e?
No, that's a perfect name, Selena. It's small. They're bite sized. Yes. Just gobble one up whenever you can.
All right, Graham. What do you have here?
All right, so I've told you guys many times about how at 8 o'clock every night, I do the 8 o'clock howl, and everyone in my neighborhood and a bunch of other cities, everybody gets out and howl. Well, I guess in the UK, they've been doing something in some neighborhoods called Clap for Carers. They might want to work on the name. It sounds like you're giving somebody something they don't want. But to honor the, you know, care, you know, the first responders, people providing care in the hospitals, everybody gets out and just stands out in front of their house and claps.
I like that.
Well, I think a lot of people probably think it's boring, me included. So this one, they call him a grandfather. He's 59 years old. He decided to go out in the street. He wanted to make a little more noise because he's got a nurse that actually lives on his street. So he brought out his daughter's drum set and he got out there and banged on the drums completely naked.
Oh.
Would you guys complain if this guy's in your neighborhood showing support for hospital workers, but he wants to do it naked? He said he's a nudist, so this is just right in his wheelhouse.
You know what I like about this? So Graham's at the house. Natasha and I are at the studio. Selena's at her house. She got cut off somehow. So it's us three.
Oh, I was wondering why she was so quiet. Yeah. That's why I was waiting to talk. I'm like, I'm going to talk after her.
So he's naked drumming. What is the question? Would I like to watch him do this or would I like to naked drum to show my support?
I guess both. I'd be curious to hear what your take on it either way. More though, because I said, you know, if I was to be in your neighborhood and I was howling at night, you guys would shout out the window, shut up. So if you looked out your window and you saw an old man drumming away naked, and by the way, he said he doesn't even know how to play the drum. So he's not sure.
Sure
he was just beating the hell out of these things.
Any excuse to be naked. I don't know. I don't want to watch him, but naked drummer's way better than howling.
What a show off. I feel like everyone's clapping and then you're playing the drums and then naked.
You don't know how big a snare drum is. It could be a little tiny one.
That would be weird if he's, got one drumstick in his hand. And then he's got...
And he's hitting the foot pedal with the other one?
Yeah, and that's about it. So Selena's not even trying to connect back here. What the hell?
I think she's just like, I'm going back to sleep. Screw you guys.
I guess.
She said her USB port is effed up.
Oh, there she is. Selena.
Oh, yes.
Selena, your computer, there's so many times that you're about to do trending and you're like, oh God, the plug, I've lost everything. And now that we're broadcasting and you're going to be from your house, this is going to be a regular thing, isn't it?
No, it will not. It won't happen again, JB.
If you even touch it. Yeah, I don't think you have to touch it. If one of us looks at it, that thing unplugs.
It won't happen again.
Ah, sure.
I'll duct tape it together. I'll do what I got to do. Don't worry about it.
That is what you're doing. Is duct taping it.
Well, I know. Maybe that's why I'm losing connection because I haven't duct taped it yet.
Oh.
Let's check all of the connection and then see if we can get a better sound here. Maybe not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Everybody on quarantine with a hairy ass style. Stay home, let it grow. You feel me? Wild 94.9. It is the JV Show. I want to give a shout out to William checking in saying, off Twitter. Good morning, Graham, JB, Natasha, Selena. I'm on my way to work. I'm listening to the JB Show right now as I head into the office. Have a wonderful day. William, you do the same. By the way, when you get to the office, make sure you check it out. The original JB, my Instagram. Natasha and I have started a little kind of a home show, too. Like, we're at the house doing this, quarantine thing. We came up with a funny new song. The whole thing's pretty funny, so check that out. Selena, what's up?
All right. So since everybody is at home and, you know, we don't want to encourage people to break quarantine for something as non-important as hooking up, I found a list of some ways to safely hook up virtually, via video chat. Would you guys like to hear some tips just in case you want to do this with a loved one?
With a maybe, loved one?
Maybe a Tinder hookup?
With a loved one.
You know what I mean?
Graham, why did you immediately go to your aunt? Is she hot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I scanned through in my head of all my different loved ones, who would I pick?
You hardly scanned. You went immediately for your aunt.
Yeah, you wasted no time.
What a great segment if you had to choose one relative. And Graham, you're already done. You locked in on your aunt.
I'm locked in.
I'm kidding. Go, Selena.
Oh, I was really thinking
action.
About all my family members. Jeez, like, if no. I had to pick one.
You were, you sicko.
I yeah, want to hear your answer.
Selena, don't let your mind go there. That's
it's your
disgusting.
Fault. Okay. To the list, ways to have, you know, safe virtual hookups. Yeah. It says here to make sure you have strong passwords. The last thing you want is for your account to get hacked. So make sure it's complicated, that nobody can break in there. I guess a lot of places will save like your history, so you don't want that. So
you guys,
strong, unique passwords.
I was sharing right before you and Graham got sent to purgatory. I was sharing with Graham some of my password secrets. I'm so proud of what I do.
I've never seen you more satisfied and happy about something ever before. You're really patting yourself on the back about these.
Well, were you faking it because you seem to, you know, you seem to acknowledge, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good, but to me, it was a little too, I got too difficult to remember. I think I would still forget it. Mine's easy. I just start with, I love Aunt Carol, and then I just go add different numbers. One, and then two, and
I
three, and
Aunt
so
Carol.
On. And then sometimes an exclamation point.
I love to sex Aunt Carol one. Dude, that made my morning. I love Carol. Aunt Carol. Okay, Selena, go ahead.
Okay, back to these safe hooking up
action.
Tips for virtual action. The next one is to set up an anonymous account. Like, you know how when you sign up for, like, you know, Zoom or something else like that, you have to have like an email login most of the time. It says to set one up just for this. That way nobody could like trace it back to you, if that makes sense.
By the way, why do I feel like I'm just opening up the instructions on building something at IKEA? Where's the meat here?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Tell us how we hook up.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be about hooking up.
I mean,
step one, pressing the mouse.
Stop. These are how to
spend
how to
the whole time
safe.
Showing Aunt Carol my internet connection. Like,
okay.
Let me just get to showing the goods.
Well, can well, I add one thing real quick?
Yes.
You
to what? What are you adding to?
Well, it's by creating an anonymous email. You think that it's anonymous, but whoever works for Zoom knows it's you.
But how do they know it's you if you're using a different email and a different name?
The IP address.
As soon as you turn on the camera, maybe?
The IP address, it's connected to the email. Trust me, I know.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You sound like you've done this before, Natasha.
Yeah.
No, I just know.
Oh.
I used to build sites and I can see.
Oh, yeah, Carol.
People. I can see different
sex chats.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Carol,
these
lover
are the
14.
Same.
Turns out it's Graham Herbert. Turns out it's my nephew. His IP address is going right back to his house.
I'm not your nephew. 41212 at Yahoo. Yeah,
we are not related, Hot Aunt Carol.
Okay, do you guys want more or?
Yes.
Or
you've never given us anything.
Give
these
us
are
the
good
juicy.
Tips.
Give us the juicy
this
stuff.
This is such a non-list.
Were you guys expecting instructions on how to actually hook up virtually? Like,
yes.
I think you guys know
yes.
what to
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Step one, turn on the back of your computer.
Step three, position the computer nearest your Wi-Fi router for best signal. This stuff is getting hot. Tell me more. I'm getting a little excited here at home.
Make sure that
these are ways to do it safely, so like you don't get caught. People don't like, you know, hack in or whatever.
Oh,
Zoom
yeah.
bomb you.
I wouldn't
you.
Have done that list.
Zoom bomb.
Wow, that's what it's called.
Is that
Zoom bombing?
Really, Zoom bombing? I've never heard
yes.
of it.
That's
wow.
what it's called. It's
what
people are like hacking into Zoom chats and they're exposing
sounds
themselves
kinky.
And stuff.
So okay, so this really would be a list that would be interesting for someone.
It's a great list, Selena.
No,
tried,
it's not. It's fine. You know what?
Hard.
We can just take it out of the podcast. I just won't bring any more lists to the show. You guys know I'm very sensitive right now because
I'm
this
sorry.
Whole pregnancy thing.
How
you guys cannot rip on the content that I bring to you. I work
sorry.
Very hard on
I
this.
I just didn't understand it. But how about tomorrow, the best way to set up an IKEA table?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fascinating.
I got you.
All right. Graham.
Oh my God! Please stop.
Okay.
Yo.
Graham.
I like this.
This
coffee, my wife.
Is that how you sound when you're with Aunt Carol?
Hey, Graham. Graham.
Yeah, buddy.
Get to the point. Oh my God.
Okay. Jeez.
Hey, Graham.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God,
hey,
I can't take
hey,
this.
Did you do the handstand challenge? And before you answer, why don't you explain to everyone what the hand challenge is?
So the handstand challenge, I think Tom Holland first issued this to Jake Gyllenhaal, and then other people have tried it. But basically, you do a handstand against a wall, and you have to try to put a T-shirt on. So you got a T-shirt on the ground next to you while you're doing a handstand, and you've got to figure out how to get a shirt right on that way. And yes, I did do the challenge, JV.
All right. We're going to watch that in a little bit. There's no way I could hold all of my weight up and then change a shirt while I'm standing up on my hands. The question is, do you guys think Natasha did it?
Yes. I think she can.
You guys. I'll just say that the video is epic. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
Whether or not she got it done, we won't talk about that. But I'll just say this should be, between Graham doing his and what Natasha did, this should be one of our biggest traffic days, period.
I cannot wait. When do we get to see
it? It's that good. We'll get to Graham's first, and then later we'll get to Natasha's. First, everything trending. Selena, what do you got coming up here?
So Selena Gomez is getting ready to drop a new song. And from what I've gathered, she is anticipating some backlash. I'll tell you why coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're on my Instagram live. Can we see around your house a little bit, though? A little something? By the way.
It's so dirty.
By the way, what's with the
show
big?
Show us the laundry.
Look how big yours is compared to mine.
I know. Why do I have a big mic in my face? It's
Why is mine so little?
I don't know.
I like the angle of her bigger. Dangle.
The angle of her dangle?
This is, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm in a really small, confined space right now.
Graham, are you on there watching?
Yep. I'm in.
All right, Selena, what do you got? Let's go for it.
All right, so today's Hottest Trending is brought to you by Santa Clara University's Levy School of Business. You can learn more at scu.edu/business. All right, so Selena Gomez is getting ready to drop a new song. She announced on her Instagram that it's going to be coming out on Thursday, and it's called Boyfriend. And clearly she's already anticipating some backlash because she over-explained in her Instagram story that, you know, it's a lighthearted, oh, there's Kiana. Kiana, go away.
Hi, Kiana!
My daughter's in the background.
At least it wasn't like a naked boyfriend.
I know. So she went on to explain that, you know, it's a lighthearted song about falling down and getting back up. She had to explain, though, that she wrote it before our current crisis. But in the context of today, quote, I want to be clear that a boyfriend is nowhere near the top of my list of priorities. Just like the rest of the world, I'm praying for safety, unity, and recovery during this pandemic.
Why does she have to explain that? Look, if it's 9/11 and some planes hit the towers and then next day you're like, I got new music. We need music to talk about relationships and to get our minds off of all of this. We're going through something awful. I don't think she had to apologize for anything. I really don't.
I kind of go back and forth. I guess you want to be safe just in case because you don't know. Like when this first started happening, when we were just getting used to staying at home and somebody would post like a thirst trap, people got attacked online, celebrities like the Kylie Jenner did, you know?
But right now, how many artists are on joking around? You got people doing beer pong parties, you know, Post Malone.
Yeah.
And people are coming up with creative stuff and hanging out and having laughs and doing jokes with memes. We have to. We're already, with us staying at home like this, mentally, we're going to go through a lot. We can't be fully depressed. We need music.
That's true. We do need an escape. By the way, other people are pointing out that didn't Justin Bieber have a song called Boyfriend? Yeah, he did. So I don't know if that means anything, but you know what it means?
I always thought it was Bieber that was obsessed with Selena Gomez. I think we're learning. She's obsessed with him, right? Aren't we learning?
You know, and I don't want to believe that because I want her to be like the stronger person that's like over him and he's in, you know, the rear view. But I think you're right.
Yeah, totally.
Can you? Why do you have the mic in your face like that? I'm just comparing yours to
mine.
I don't know how. Where else to put
Whoa,
it?
Whoa! Grab that mic.
No. All right, JV, your favorite person.
Who?
Bad Baby.
Oh.
So people are pointing up. Actually, before I get to the actual story, JV, I know you don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it's beyond dislike? Like, are you with the people that hate her? Because there's a lot out there.
I don't like using that word hate because it's not strong enough for how I feel about her.
Wow.
I think there might only be one, two, three people in the world that I dislike more. I don't like her. She's annoying.
I could see that. Okay, well, you might not like her even more if that's even possible after this. So she's been posting some videos online. You can see one of them. We posted them for you at thejvshow.com. I saw this yesterday as I was scrolling my IG and I came across it like, this cannot be her. Who the hell is this? She either really darkened her skin or it's makeup, or I don't know if it's some kind of filter. I don't know what's going on, but everybody on the internet is clearly like, okay, she is blackfishing. She's trying so hard.
I'd never heard of that term, blackfishing.
That's the term, blackfishing. Oh,
okay. Is she that clueless? Like, you know, there's going to be some people that say, you know, look the way you want, but you know how people are going to respond. You know, this offends people. Like, this, you have to be totally clueless to make yourself look this way when you're not black.
See, I don't even know if we can say that she's clueless. That would almost give her not a pass, but it would explain. Maybe she doesn't know. You have to clearly know when you've gotten the same feedback for your fake accent or for the weaves you wear, you know what I mean? For everything else.
But so she doesn't care, though, right?
Aware.
I mean, she just
doesn't care.
She doesn't care. Yeah. All the hate that comes, I think she actually likes it. Like, some people feed off that negative energy, you know?
I do too. I think that's what it is. So that video, if you want to see it, thejbshow.com.
How do we get Graham? Like, how do I do a request for Graham?
Okay, so I think I need to hang up now, and he has try it to on the request you.
All right,
we should try
hang it
on
up.
The next one.
Hang it. You don't want to try this, Graham? We're on my Instagram
I'll
live.
I'll try it on the next one.
Don't be a weenie, dude.
I don't care. I have no clue how to do it.
All right, Graham, watch. I'm going to type your name in, and then you're gonna like click that, I think. Let's try
Does
that.
Does Graham even know how to watch a live on Instagram?
Yeah, he was just watching you, Graham. Or Graham.
Congratulations.
Or do a request, Graham.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
All right, never mind. All right, Graham, go. All right, I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Graham doesn't know what he's doing, so we'll do it on the next one. Let me end this. All right, go ahead, Graham. What do you got?
All right, while we all shelter in place here, Georgia has decided to reopen all their beaches for some reason. The governor there, Brian Kemp, we talked about him before because he was resisting putting a shelter in place order out to all the state's residents. But then he finally did after he said he learned just last week that the virus could be spread even from people that don't show symptoms, which you guys know is something we have all known for several months now.
Yeah.
The governor, he decided, okay, I finally shut everything down. But then for some reason, he decided to reopen all the beaches. He issued an executive order that people can go to the beaches as long as they are social distancing and don't set up chairs and umbrellas.
Wow.
Health officials around the country, obviously very critical of this decision. They're calling it reckless. Thankfully, some of the local mayors who preside over beachside towns are saying that they are protesting this decision. They're going to try to keep their beaches closed. Oh, by the way, the governor of South Carolina, he finally just issued a shelter in place order for his residents that's going to go into effect later today. We've been under one for so long. It feels like at least a month now.
Right.
He said he did it now because, quote, it's time, according to the data and according to the science.
Unbelievable. Although we've been saying, hey, you're going to get there. Why don't you just stay ahead of it? Because, you know, you don't know the people that are infected and they're passing it around under your nose without you knowing. Just go ahead and shelter in place and things won't be bad for the hospital. I don't see anything. I don't see anything. So you said there's a tsunami. I'll wait until it hits me in the face. How can these leaders be so stupid? I don't understand.
I don't know. The data and the science, told you this a long time ago to shut it down.
Go ahead, Selena.
Does this mean that like 2 to 3 weeks from now, those places that are barely giving these orders to the residents, they're going to be seeing the worst of it?
Right. Yes. That's how it works. But they could have listened to us. They could have listened to the governor of New York. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. It is the JV Show. Raul checking in. JV asking Graham to send a request on Instagram. And he's like, what do you mean? By the way, Raul goes on to say, I finally opened Instagram DMs. I had a 4-year-old message in there from one of my coworkers. So don't feel bad, Graham. Yeah, I still don't understand how most of Instagram works. Well, I think I understand how half of it works. I don't know how to check a DM.
I
don't.
Come on, guy. In my defense, JV, tried to, you typed my name, but you typed my Twitter handle. My Instagram name has an underscore in it. So but I didn't want to go through
process. You could have just sent me a request and I would have accepted you. So nice try.
Oh, I don't know. I have no clue how to do that.
Okay, so I chose this interesting story mainly for you, JV. And for you, Natashi, because you guys are like the movie people here on the show.
Yes.
So you guys know like AMC, like the movie theater chain.
Yes. Oh, we're a part of the group. We're a part of the AMC family. What are we? Yep. What are we?
I'm AMC. Sure you are.
That just made me realize that's yet another thing that we're paying for.
No, they stopped.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Well,
you might never have to pay again, because I'm reading here they are in serious danger of never reopening after their company's credit rating.
Don't say
yeah,
that.
It went down.
You mean the whole like the
like Kaputsky Gdansker? Like
almost,
Skagover?
It was a B. Now it's a CCC minus, which
I don't
guess
even
is
know
really,
what
really
that
bad.
Means. What credit rating? If we're going off credit, you wouldn't be on the mic right now.
Yeah,
true. Okay, you know what? Leave me out of this. We're not talking about my credit. We're talking about AMC theaters. Anyways, well, I'm reading here what it means. It means highly speculative to default imminent with little prospect for recovery in credit terms. Because, like, you know how restaurants, they're shut, but there's still other options. They can do takeout, things like that. So they're still bringing in money. Theaters are just shut down right now.
Okay,
so
but when they're open, then, oh yeah, I won't go back. Not for a long time.
And
yeah.
You go to it, and that says a lot, because how often you guys go to the movies. Like, yes. I've already thought, like, I don't go to the movies often, obviously, but I've already thought, like, why would I go back? Like, right. I have no reason to go.
Do you think it's going to be all the theaters or just AMC? Because there are other...
Yeah, we'll go to a competitor. We'll do it. To see our movies.
I think it's going
to
be all of them, honestly.
Yeah. Man, imagine, yeah, if COVID-19 took out movies at theaters. Like, yeah.
I mean, it definitely might. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, obviously AMC right here is saying, you know, there might be out, but I would assume the other movie companies are too, because who's the audience that's going to rush back? And they've got to make back all the money from the time that they were closed too, and paying rent on these huge spaces. Movie theaters are huge.
Right.
It's not only that. Let's say the theaters do open up like this summer or whatever. What movies are coming out this year? They've all already been released on like Amazon or whatever, so you can stream at home, or they've been pushed back to like next year.
I think they still have movies like in the can ready to go for a while, but you know, Natasha and I, like Graham was saying, as much as we love movies, I'm not going to want to go back in until there's a full-on vaccine. That's a year and a half they're still predicting. So not even if they open, they're going to hurt for a long time. They might be done.
They need to restart or reopen the drive-ins.
I actually agree with you. I think that's a business idea that will come out of be revived from the dead in this whole thing. Driving movies have been dead. That's a great idea. I would sit in my
own
car. I've
always wanted to go to one of these.
You can seal it off.
Selena, you've never gone?
I have never been to a drive-in movie. Like, I thought you just drink and get busy. Like, I want to do that.
My favorite moments, I'm telling you, I've said this several times, was taking those speakers, ripping them right out of the sockets, and tying them to my friend's tailpipe.
You're so violent.
I was such a jerk for that. We didn't talk for a long time after that.
How was that violence, Natasha?
He's so aggressive with things. Like,
oh, yeah, because I was drunk. Yeah. You're just throwing the speaker. Then... one of them snaps. You're like, oh, God, those things come off? And then you're just tying them to your friend, and he's just watching the movie. He has no idea. And then he goes, you know, gets off the exit there at Union City, and sparks are flying down the freeway.
That's awesome.
From the back of his car.
That is such a guy thing to do. Why do you guys love doing stuff like that?
We like hysterical things. I don't know why. Call us crazy.
Because they're immature, Natasha.
Like funny. Why do you guys like to laugh and be happy? I don't get it.
It's really weird.
All right, Graham, you have something interesting?
Yeah, I saw an interesting criminal case out of Eugene, Oregon. A couple, this man and a woman, they got into a fight at a U-Haul parking lot. I guess things got pretty heated because the man decided he was going to light a firework and throw it at the woman who was standing outside of whatever car they were sitting in. Luckily, she ducked for cover. The firework didn't hit her, and it just burst into sparks nearby, and the guy just drove off super mad. Well, what they didn't realize was there was a thief laying under one of the U-Haul trucks near them that was stealing gas out of it. I guess he was siphoning gas off it. The sparks from the fireworks hit the gasoline, and four U-Haul trucks burst into flames, exploding. The thief caught on fire and then ran away from the scene with his pants and arm sleeve on fire. I guess there's surveillance footage of this, because when cops went to investigate what the hell happened, how these trucks exploded into flames, they saw this entire scene unfold. I guess they were able to catch one of the guys, not the thief that caught on fire, but the guy who threw the firework.
It's the most interesting thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's the craziest sequence of events.
So good that this could bring back AMC movies.
Yes.
This one video could... this could bring the movies back. You're telling me you guys wouldn't go see this?
If Leo
plays
the gas thief, I'm in.
Yes. Imagine that. And then she throws it, and he's on fire, and his pants are on fire. He was there just to steal gas, and now all the trucks are on fire. That's amazing.
I love it.
Wow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. Jesse, checking in. What the hell? You guys are hilarious. The drive-ins still happen in San Jose. I watched two movies for the price of one. Stop it. Come on. That's not
what?
True. Let me go to the next one. Antonio Vargas Jr., JV Graham, and JV and Graham. I love drive-ins. I go to the one in Capitol all the time, located in San Jose. Oh, so I guess, yeah. Drive-ins are a thing, guys. We're dummies.
Guys, we have to go.
Oops. No, thanks. I like being in a theater, big old recliner. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable in the car. I just don't. I don't like it. But that's just me.
So are drive-ins, like the one in San Jose, is it open right now? Because, I mean, you're not coming into contact with anybody.
Good.
You're just sitting in your car.
Question. I think they should be because people need to get away. And yeah, you're in your car away from everyone. I want to read this really quick. Ismail checking in. JB, Graham, Selena, and Natasha, good morning. I've been listening since 6 a.m. every day. I just went back to work yesterday since the lockdown, but my hours have been reduced. I asked my employer if I should file for unemployment, and her response was, quote, "I'm not sure, but you should be grateful you're working." I know that's a I know that's a tough response, but I recommend people do whatever they can with their employers, because hopefully this is not going to Hopefully, we're going to get back to some normalcy in the summer. I just saw something online. A lot of people are working things out, saying, hey, you can pay me later, or they're negotiating stuff. I'll work now, but I want like a full month of vacation spread out over this time. And 24% of people took a major reduction in pay. Like, hey, I'll stay on and people are just wanting to stay employed. Selena, you take a 25% reduction in pay in order to, let's say you knew you're about to get let go because they can't afford to keep you. Would you cut it down by 20?
Yes.
All right, let me go take that to the boss. Selena's willing
no,
to.
No.
If I get Graham, on the way. Who's willing to do it too, this is going to be great. Graham, what can I write you down for? 30%?
30%? Ooh, 30 seems a little high. Okay. How about 5%?
5%! All right, Selena's going to take the brunt of it. I'll do 1%.
That's and thanks, Selena. What?
Moving on here, by the way, of the JV Show, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
I have something about grocery stores, but first, I've been thinking about the grocery store quite a bit. We're all supposed to stay home and isolate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's obviously so we're not all around one another exchanging germs. But then we all meet up at the same spot in our neighborhood. We can't order anymore. That takes, you know, a week. So every one of us has to go to our local grocery store. And they've now told us that it's airborne. So everyone is going to the same place. They say it sits in the air for several hours. So we just walk through that and then we go back home. I don't know. I think half of us have to have this virus by now.
I agree. There's I don't want to be like irresponsible by saying this, but I feel like there's no way to like avoid it at this point to where I'm scared to even go to the grocery store.
I'm not going to the grocery store without wearing a mask. That's for sure. I've made that decision. I think it's irresponsible at this point to go anywhere like that and not be wearing a mask.
I agree. You know what pisses me off? We're also learning that they've been lying to us about that as well, that those masks do protect you to a degree. And that's what we all should have been doing from the beginning if we just would have masked everyone and kind of done some social distancing. We probably wouldn't all be at home.
Yep.
That's true.
Oh, but can I ask Graham something just really quick? Graham, yeah. Do you and Kate even have, like if you were to go out to the store, do you guys even have a mask to wear? Because I don't. Like I can't find one. I can't make like a legit one.
Well, you can make as legit of a one as you can. I mean, that's, I think the whole thing is you gotta make one, you know, and there's a lot of videos and stuff that show you how to do it. I have to look in, you know, I have a lot of construction stuff and I think I might have some slightly used masks in there that I use like for painting and stuff like that. I got to go look, but we've been avoiding going anywhere until we track something down and or make something that we think is good.
So does are you going to get masks for Quinn and Ford as well? Baby ones?
No, they would not be leaving the house.
Yeah. Can you imagine them leaving those on their face? They wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm. Oh, you know what?
But they would look so cute.
I just remembered I have a sewing machine that I bought like four.
Oh, don't offer to make other people's masks. No way. You're not going to turn into a mask maker.
Thank you, Natasha.
Production line. No.
I never use the machine, but
I'll take 15 of them.
Yeah, there's hospitals going, well, get to work. What I saw online, Selena, and this is what I'm doing. And I'm using, obviously, my sleeping mask to put over my mouth. But what they said was put a few paper towels first, like before that. So if you can get even a handkerchief that you're going to put around your face, but first line it up with a couple of paper towels. Between those three layers, you should be good. It gets a little hot in there and some mm-hmm. steam comes up to my glasses a little bit, but it's that would work out pretty good.
I did see one video where a guy had used a jock strap. Will those work?
Yeah, I did a video. Natasha and I did a video on that yesterday. Go check it out. The original JV. I don't think the jock strap works. It's just a thin material. And if someone were to spray, do that test spray thing on it, I think a sneeze would go right through it. There. Listen, a jock strap, your nuts are still supposed to breathe through it.
Right. They were merely for support.
Why do they smell?
Why do they smell?
Don't they? I mean, I don't have that, but...
Because you're sweating in it.
Yes. Well, what if you lined it with paper towels?
Go ahead. If you are really wanting to wear a jock strap on your face that bad.
I don't.
Yes, we can make one that works well enough for you. We'll line it and everything.
I don't want one.
I don't want one. Yeah, you do.
We need to just walk around in an astronaut outfit. The whole getup.
I think those are only about maybe $1 million a piece.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Oh, yeah, real astronaut suit. Yeah, those...
with oxygen.
That's going to be pretty expensive.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I saw a picture of somebody in like full-on scuba gear. Which I don't know why. Like, why don't you just wear the helmet part? But he was like in a grocery store.
Wait,
like,
Natasha just
full
goes
on everything.
Oh, but so the scuba thing—it's just a tube that goes up, and you're still sucking air in it.
That's a snorkel.
That's a snorkel.
Yes. Oh, that wouldn't work as good. Scuba when you're breathing oxygen out of a tank. That would be vastly
the guy had
superior
a tank
to any mask.
Did he have a tank?
Yes.
Are
yes.
You,
oh my god.
Wow.
That's a good idea because then you're not breathing like the
yes.
shared air.
Now, can we get everyone a scuba tank? I mean, we can't get our healthcare workers, you know, the regular masks, but can we get every American citizen a scuba tank?
Yeah, those are cheaper than a NASA astronaut yeah. suit. That's
that
for
true.
Sure. You could definitely get one of those. Was he wearing the flippers, Selena?
Yes.
He was not.
I swear.
People are losing
those things are impossible to walk in.
That's a good idea. It will keep people like at a distance because the flippers are like so
cool. Yeah, and because the person's nuts. Get away from this dude. All right, so listen, I didn't get to the list. We'll do that later, but I think you've learned something this morning on the JV show. If you want to protect yourself at the grocery store, go get a scuba outfit. Now, we got Magic Matt in the mix. After that, we're about to have some fun. Graham did the handstand challenge, and we're going to review his video in a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Mix, it is the JV Woo! Show. Happy Tuesday to you. All right, so we got Selena and Graham at home. Natasha and I are here in studio. Graham accepted the challenge, the handstand challenge, and so did Natasha. One at a time, we'll deal with Graham first. I would like to comment on his house. Why do you and Kate just have to be so damn perfect? Everyone, go to thejvshow.com. Just like the beautiful couch. He's got the perfect runner going to the door. You can see flowers outside the window. You guys are like the all-American family. I'm not trying to
the
hate.
Perfect dog.
The perfect dog. And then the perfect little kids come into the scene. What the hell?
All the, you know, decor decisions that you see, anything, that's obviously my wife, not mm-hmm. me. But anything you see that can be constructed, i.e. the door that's in the video, any of the trim or moldings or anything, I built and painted everything you see.
Shut
so,
up.
You know,
know
no
stop.
Big deal. But I appreciate the compliments because I built it all.
All right. So I'm going to watch this. You can go check it out at thejvshow.com. I'm going to watch this and explain what's going on. Before we start, Graham has two hands on the carpet. Hambone is there looking at Dad. That's his dog going, wait, what you about to do? Pressing play. And Graham has his left foot up on the door, right foot up. Hambone sniffing around. The Hambone's looking up like, what are you doing? Graham is up in a handstand. He's up there. And he now grabs a shirt. He puts his hand into the sleeve of a red shirt.
Hammy, no.
Ham's like trying to get in the way. Kate's telling Hambone no. Graham gets his hand into the left sleeve. We'll listen to his wife here. That's Kate's voice there. And Graham pulls the shirt over. He does the handstand challenge. There's little Ford coming in. Got a pacifier looking cute. Like, what are you doing, Dad? Aww. Dog's like, what are you doing? Graham showing off grabs a beer to take a drink. What a show off. Nice work, Graham. strong.
Thank you.
Another completed challenge.
And then just
I'll be honest.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say every time we do something like this, Graham, let me talk.
Shut it.
I can't help but think, like, what does your wife think? Because she has a real job, businesswoman, like a very important person. And here you are doing handstand challenges.
Clowning around,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kate has, you know, more or less gotten used to it, but she still gives me the look like, we are not spending any time on this. Just here, I'm going to film this at one take. I don't care if you like it or not. This is what you get. And luckily, this was a one take try attempt.
You didn't rehearse anything? You didn't first try to see if you're going to be able to do it?
Zero rehearsal. I watched Lolo Jones, the Olympian that she did. She put on 2 shirts and then drank some wine. I just watched hers to see, because I couldn't visualize in my mind how exactly you do it. So I watched hers to see how she put a sleeve on and then, you know, in what order that she put the shirt on. That was it. And then this was a one first try take.
All right. Well, nice work. Check it out, thejvshow.com. Natasha did attempt one as well. I'm telling you, once both are up, this needs to be a huge, I think it's going to be a big traffic day. You're not going to believe what happened with Natasha. So that one's coming up. Moving on, Selena, you got something?
So I don't think any of us really cook a whole lot. Natasha, you said you started to cook, right? Like every single day?
She's doing it. She's really doing it.
Every day.
I had a burrito again today.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Barely frozen in the middle. Wait. No, it wasn't.
What? I thought it was heated.
No, it wasn't.
It took
me
an hour to make a burrito.
What? Why?
Frozen burrito.
So in other words, you put it in the toaster thing and left.
The toaster oven. It makes delicious burritos.
Yeah, it's good.
It just takes hella long.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I wanted to ask, like, would you ever post a picture of a meal that you've just cooked on social media? Like, any celeb who has ever done this in the history of social media, it gets picked up by an account like the Shade Room or one of these other accounts. And then everyone in the comments just roasts the hell
out
of this plate. Yes. I have never seen
celebs
positive.
Will take all this time and they're proud of what they made. And then it always gets ripped.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wow.
But I do feel kind of bad for the person. Like, obviously, you think it, you know, it looks
good. Well, when are
like,
they going to learn that it doesn't matter who's, or does anyone get complimented?
Is the food, does the food ever look good?
One question at a time.
Sorry.
Does anyone ever get compliments?
I haven't seen it. Like, not unless you're like
Chrissy Teigen,
a 5-star chef. No, Chrissy Teigen gets roasted all the time for the stuff she makes. Yes.
And Natasha had a good question.
Stop it, Graham.
Her second question to mine was, have you ever seen something that looked good and you thought in your mind, oh, this looks great, but then everyone else is ripping it?
Yeah. And then I'll read the comments and they'll point out the things that they think doesn't look great. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, now that you mention it, it does kind of look, you know, a little off. Like the latest to do it with a struggle plate. And I don't want to go as far as calling it that because it's not even that bad. But Saweetie did it. And you can see this at thejvshow.com. Saweetie.
What's a Saweetie?
Am I the only one? Yeah, so there's two. Natasha, I know you don't know Saweetie.
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
She's that girl.
Nice try.
On that reality show.
Is she a
reality show? She is not on a reality show.
Oh, no. I know her, though. I know
her. You
don't?
Yes,
I do. I've seen.
You got caught in a lie.
No, I swear I've seen that name somewhere.
You guys, she's from the Bay.
Like, she is?
She's from the Bay. She's dating Quavo. Yes.
I don't even know who this is.
I know I've seen it before.
So she posted a struggle plate?
Okay, I don't think it's that struggly. Like, it doesn't even look that bad, but then people are like, well, why is that piece of meat so small and the mac and cheese looks a little dry? And, like, I'm looking at it like, yeah, maybe it can use a little bit of moisture.
And then they changed your mind. Yeah, see, you probably thought it looked good.
Yeah, I honestly did. But I wanted to ask you, like, would you be brave enough to post something online like this?
No, not
me either.
unless it was really, really good. And you better know your stuff. Like, you better know for a fact, 100% in your mind. Otherwise, just line up for your own plate of embarrassment.
Yeah. Like, the reason restaurants do it so well, high-end restaurants, it's presentation.
Yeah.
They know how to make and the food might not even taste that good, but the presentation, the way they put it on a plate, even the plate's got to look good. You've got to have a cool-looking plate or bowl that it's in, and then you have to also know how to take a really good picture. I feel like the photography is a big part of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key. Those are the keys to making a really good, that's something that everybody won't rip on, even if it doesn't taste good.
And the other thing that you have to do is grab something off of Google.
Yeah.
From a real food blogger, take that picture and post it.
I may not know how to cook well, but I know my plates look good.
Yes, a major paper plate.
You should post a picture, Natasha.
So yes. Much ketchup.
On Instagram.
And it's soaking through to my
leg.
You
don't think that my plates look good?
I do. I really do.
They do look good, right?
Yeah, paper plates.
But well, I make the food pretty, like the presentation of the...
Post
how,
it.
How else? Uh-huh. How else can you put two burritos and ketchup on a paper plate?
Ketchup should be nowhere near a burrito.
No, I kind of like angle it so it's like a V shape.
You turn the burrito sideways and this is your groundbreaking presentation?
It looks cute. It really does.
So it's a V.
And then I put the ketchup in the middle.
Get this on the shade.
Why is there ketchup on a burrito?
It's ketchup.
It's a frozen burrito.
Because, it's Natasha. I mean, everything's ketchup. You know that.
That's disgusting.
Natasha, if you don't have pictures, did it even really happen?
Good point. I can't argue with that.
By the way, am I the only one that would do this, that would eat burritos for breakfast? Like, but they're not breakfast burritos. No. Do you guys do that? You know, the microwave.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not that weird. They're delicious.
Yeah, they are, but not for breakfast. It has to be a breakfast burrito with like breakfast stuff inside.
Oh, and Natasha just left. Good. I can talk about this. I mean, I don't want to complain about it, but come on. A burrito that's a normal burrito? I appreciate it because she's trying to give me something in the morning to get me going, but... You know, a couple of V burritos that are afternoon burritos on a plate just with ketchup everywhere in the morning. It's kind of gross.
That's kind of weird. Don't tell her I said that.
That grosses me out.
Yeah. We'll get that picture up a little bit later. Also, we got Natasha's handstand challenge coming up. Hers is really, really funny. To what's trending, Selena, what do you got coming up?
So I have an update on Adele's 17, oh, not 17, what am I, is Adele poor? No, not 17 mil, $171 wow. million dollar divorce.
17 this mil is the one, poor.
Yeah. Are we talking about peasants here? Uh-huh. I'll give you your update coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I just went live on Instagram again. Request me. We're going to get you on from your home, and then we're going to get Graham on from his house for the first time. So, waiting for Selena. Oh, there's Graham. Okay. I saw Graham on there. He's going to request me.
I'm in.
I see you there, buddy. Waiting for a request from
Why aren't you coming? I'm not seeing that. Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay.
All right.
I'm watching you. I got to wait for the request button. Sending requests.
All right, let me turn this around so it's facing me. Hi. All right, there's Selena. Sorry, I'll say hi to some people on the next one. Go live with Selena. All right. And it says it's waiting for Selena.
It's loading.
Standard.
There she is. All right. Comparison again. Selena's got the bigger mic.
I know. I have like a huge, thick mic in my face.
Where's your daughter? Why don't we bring Kiana in to say hi to everyone really quick? Mom's at home.
She's in the
working.
Shower right
oh,
now.
Oh, she is. Okay. What about AJ? Where's AJ?
He's asleep.
Why?
He doesn't have to like work from home till later.
Why do you say he's asleep? So. There's an on there, you know. Asleep?
I don't know. I just say
Sorry
he's
for
asleep.
Correcting it. Okay.
That's
Graham,
how I say
Graham,
it.
Do you say she's asleep or she's asleep? I'm just curious.
No, you either got to add a in there or an ing on the end.
Right.
He's sleeping
or
would also
he's
work.
Oh my God. Asleep. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Selena.
Same thing.
Trending. What do you got? By the way, if you want to go to the original JV, you can watch Selena broadcasting from home. Go for it.
All right, so I have an update on Adele's $171 million divorce. So she and her husband, Simon Konecki, I think is how you say his last name, they split last year. It wasn't anything crazy. They say they just grew apart. So you probably don't remember the details of the divorce, but they did not sign a prenup.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but whoever has the volume on their phone has to turn it off. I don't know who's doing it. All right.
That might be me, and I have it all the way down, and for whatever reason, it like won't go away.
Oh, you're showing your chest. Watch out. Be careful. You're showing yourself.
No, I didn't mean to. Hey, this chest is taken. I'm pregnant, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you out. Graham said moisturize?
Sorry.
I said avert your, avert your eyes. Yeah, you went in there on a real tight shot there. Jeez, come on.
All right, go ahead, Selena.
Anyway, so... They did not sign a prenup, and that's why this is a huge deal. So all of Adele's fortune, she might have to give up half. So there were updates. There were already reports that they're going to split custody, blah, blah, blah. That's cool. But what about the money? That's everybody wants to know. And now we're finding out that we may never know, at least not anytime soon, because a judge just granted Adele's request to keep all the divorce details confidential.
I'll get Harvey Levin on the phone.
I know.
Hey, Harv, can you dig into this? It'll be on TMZ in 10 minutes. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. So we don't have those details right now. But what is trending online after the story came out, fans are debating if the husband should even take the money, take half, considering this isn't yours. You didn't work for this. Like,
well,
you have your own separate job. Adele did it.
It depends. Did he give up everything and become like a house hubby and that was his lifestyle? Because many ladies will give up so much and keep the things around the house. So they deserve to get half when that time is coming. Same for him. Although Adele put all that work in, if he was helping her behind the scenes, he gets half.
I mean, what? So I did look up like what he does. What I did find is that he is the CEO of a charity. So he has something.
No, a CEO of a charity.
What?
Well, let me refer to Graham. There are some CEOs of charity who are using charity to give themselves a big fat salary. It's kind of a scam for a lot of people, but if he's a legit charity guy, he's got no money. Graham, what do you think?
Yeah, a lot of times when you hear the term nonprofit, you think, man, they're out there really doing good. Nonprofit just means sometimes they can pay themselves as much as they want while also, quote unquote, doing some good. But it sounds like he might just be using that as a way to make charitable donations, probably with her money, and also get paid as the, you know, head of her charity.
Yeah. So, Selena, really quick, do you think he gets half? Yeah. What should he get?
No, I don't think you should get half. But from what I've heard, go ahead.
Well, I'm just wondering do you always feel like women should get half and guys shouldn't? Look at that grin. All right, your next story.
So Drake, he was flirting with an adult film star. So you know how everybody is entertaining like their fans these days? It's on Instagram Live. Like everybody has Instagram Live shows. Joe Budden's actually had one for a while. So yesterday he had Drake in the comments. This is like Drake's thing. He must be so bored because he's always on Instagram Live commenting on everything. But he was in the comments and he was flirting with this adult film star, Jada Fire. She's a former adult film star. Sorry. And she actually joined Joe to be on camera. And she was saying how she used to slide in Drake's DMs, but he always ignored her. And Drake was like roasting her. Drake said that she looked like a member of G-Unit, like 50 Cent's old group.
Why? That's harsh. Why would
he? It was really harsh, but he did admit, and I don't know if he was joking, he did admit to like watching some of her material. He said, oh my God, Jada, I used to watch you so much on my dial-up. You're for sure still in my top searches on the thickest Apple laptop I have in storage.
That's still, he's still talking smack on my dial-up. He's saying back when you were, oh, that sucks. All right, Selena, I'm going to say goodbye to you on Instagram Live, and then, how do I hang up on you? Oh, yeah. And then now, Graham.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Remove Selena. All right, Graham, request me, and we're going to bring you on for trending.
I'm ready. I watched a YouTube video on how to request somebody on Instagram. This is going to be my first live ever. I'm freaking out.
There he is. We're going to get Graham from the house and going live with Graham. It'll take a second to connect, and then we got Graham trending. Hi, everyone on Instagram Live. Good morning. All right, says still connecting. Graham!
I made it.
From the house.
There I am.
Turn off your volume. Are you in a bathrobe?
What are you talking about?
Graham's this is in a bathrobe with some chest hair.
This is just what I wear to do the show now, you guys.
What the hell?
Ew, that's disgusting. It looks like the inside of my Uggs.
Ew, the chest hair. Wait, do you have laundry?
My wife's.
Do you have laundry too, Graham, in the bath?
I don't. You know what I have back here is
pillows.
I built a fort for my son Ford, so it's a cardboard fort back there.
All right, show us the chest again. All right, Graham's chest on my Instagram Live. It's the original JV if you want to watch. And let's get to your reports. What do you got?
All right, they've just announced what NFL teams they're going to be showing this on this season of HBO, the show Hard Knocks. If you're not familiar with the show, it's a documentary where camera crews follow a team all the way through training camp. Thankfully, it isn't the 49ers because every team that seems to go on the show turns into a total dumpster fire. The Raiders were on it last year, if you watched, and look what happened to their season. This year, they've actually chosen two teams to feature for the first time. It's going to be the Rams and the Chargers. I think they chose those teams. They're both going to be sharing the brand new SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. That thing's still under construction. Now to what most of us are thinking, other than who the hell cares about those two teams, will there even be a training camp to film? Obviously, that remains totally to be seen given the current situation with everything.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Because we're a little bit late, we're going to save your second story. You want to say goodbye to everyone on Instagram Live? Graham in his bathrobe from the house.
It's my wife's.
Is it really? That's hilarious. Yeah,
of course it is. I don't have a bathrobe.
All right. Next it's on the cute. JV Show, we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000. We're trying to help you out with your bills.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV Show. We're about to get to Natasha's handstand challenge.
JV, did I overhear you say that Natasha has been going into the station without eyelashes on?
Yes. You heard me say that?
I've overheard you during that last song. Like, this is huge news.
Yeah, I was telling Natasha because we're going to record something later. And I was like, babe, you've been coming into the station without eyelashes. You look amazing. She did it the whole weekend. I think she's been so afraid to be around me without eyelashes. She
Or has she been afraid of me and Graham? Because it's like the second we're not at the station because we're home now, she shows up not full. Like, I've never seen Natasha not fully 1,000% made up.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Ever.
When Graham was on paternity the first time, I never wore eyelashes.
Oh, so it's just me that you put them on for.
I feel better.
I hear what you're saying.
No, it's just that like the second time around, eyelashes became more popular. So.
But you always have them on. I mean, other than the ones that stick to the sheets and the pillows. But you have them on all the time with me. If we're going to go somewhere or we do something or even just the littlest of things.
Because
I've been at work earlier that day when she was there.
Right.
No, it's because I realized when you have eyelashes on, it's so much easier to get ready. Like you hardly have to do anything.
But you have to sleep with them then, right? You put them in the night before and sleep in them?
Only when I go to work.
See, I think Natasha's the only one that sleeps in lashes.
Yeah, you have to be.
No.
I can't imagine people sleeping in lashes. It's always
Why
awesome,
though.
Are
you guys eyelash shaming me?
It's
We're
always
not
awesome when
you,
I wake up with one stuck to my neck or the dogs are wearing them. Like, hey, we're supposed to be wearing these? No, give them back to your mom.
I've definitely fallen asleep, like, with lashes on. And you can't reuse them after that because they're all smashed to one side and they're crisscrossed and they're just all weird. Like, you have to throw them out.
Oh, I'm very careful. I
don't know how.
You have to sleep on your head and you have to think about them while you're falling asleep. And then
like the back of your head, you just keep it still.
I keep it still, yes. Yeah. If you think about it, then you won't end up sleeping.
Oh, that's great
face.
Sleep. As yeah, long as you think, lay there thinking the whole night about your eyelashes.
This is actually good advice for Selena because you're pregnant. When you're pregnant, you can't sleep on your belly or on your face, right?
Or can you? Do you
oh, yeah.
Can you sleep?
You're supposed to sleep on your side.
Side, yeah.
And one particular side, which is, I've never understood why that.
One side? Really?
Well, yeah. There's really? No like actual proof that that's real, that like you have to be on your left side only. Because I can't. I have to switch.
Dr. Fauci says.
Yeah.
So if you sleep on your like the wrong side, does the head come out squished or something?
No. She's how many weeks is Selena?
14 officially as
so
of yesterday.
If she starts like sleeping sideways now on the wrong side, it's gonna have a squished head.
Well, yeah. Because it's developing. So if
yeah, the baby will have one short leg.
No, yeah. It's not.
That kind of makes sense. I
no,
think.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
All kinds of comments rolling in on Natasha's handstand challenge. Graham did it. He got on his hands and was able to, while he's doing a handstand, change his shirt. No way Selena or I could do it. Graham and Natasha said they could do it. Natasha attempted it. All kind of laughing emojis. This is too funny. Hair by NT said, oh my God. I was like, wait for it. I know for sure something is going to happen. Go check it out at thejvshow.com. You can listen to it now. This is in our kind of office area upstairs. Play it on the air and describe what you're watching. Natasha's getting the shirt ready. Oh, she's going to do two shirts there and take a drink like Graham did. Graham did a handstand, changed his shirt, and did the beer. All right, her left leg is up. She's getting close to the wall. Right leg is up. Her left leg's getting a little too close to something there. And then, that right there. You guys.
It's over. You failed and you broke our best mirror in the world.
Does that mean I'm going to have 7 years bad luck?
She parade about having 7 years bad luck.
Several people said that. Several people are like, oh my God, yes, for sure. It's 7 years bad luck. Someone attacked my manhood. They're like, you know what? That's a fail for you as a man. That mirror should have been attached to that wall. No, we've still just been considering if we want to put it there.
I don't feel like I failed this challenge.
Oh, because, you failed.
Because you laughed.
Uh-huh.
It like shook. I was laughing because you were laughing, and then it caused me to hit that mirror.
No.
I didn't finish it all the way.
Did you guys watch it, and did you see her toe like accidentally get behind the mirror and then knock it off and break the entire thing?
Is that what happened?
Yes.
I didn't catch that part. I watched it, but I thought it's because she hit the wall maybe too hard.
No, the whole mirror came down and shattered all over the floor. Like, we had to get the dogs out of there. All right.
I love how it just tips over slowly in slow motion and then just hits with the loudest crash. That was legendary. And I am sorry, Natasha, that is the definition of a fail. I still think you could do the actual challenge, but that particular one was a fail. But man, it was the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was amazing.
My 7-Up on the floor did not spill. Does that count for anything?
Oh my God, you broke a mirror. It doesn't count for anything. Check them out, both Grams and Natasha. It's very funny at thejvshow.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show. On till 11 now. It's JV at the studios here, and Natasha's in another studio next to me. We got Graham and Selena at home. This was something sent over to Graham. I would like to read it right now. Hi, Graham in Wild 94.9. My name is Michelle De La Cruz from Daly City. I've been listening to JV since the doghouse days. Now my kids and I listen every morning. I wanted to share a music video that my kids recently made since they were all at home. My daughter, Ellie, age 9, aspires to be an artist someday. I hope this brings some fun and positivity to you and your morning show. Thank you for taking the time to watch. And Graham added a note here. This is from the mom of the girl whose rap that we played last week on the air. I just watched this. Maybe it's because I'm pregnant. I'm getting a little emotional seeing a little kid on here, has a setup at home, like the lighting is cool. She's got a little keyboard and a microphone, and just the fact that she's wanting to bring some positivity and light in the world. The name of the song is Lovin' Vibes and Smiles. Here's a piece of it.
Okay, it's DJ LED back again with another one. Here to bring smiles because we'll have some fun. Here to give more hugs for anyone. Here to show some love for each and everyone. I know we need to run away from the pain and the shame and the rain of the storm. Never knowing the path to take to make it to safely bounce on the platform. We all gotta help each other, even though there might be thunder. Cause you know, even though there will be some pain from the flame from the strike of the lightning, it might get frightening. Just know that the light is brightening. Through every single act of kindness that shows that you're everything you're worth. That's right, it's priceless. Loving one another is so easy, and I guarantee we can all contribute to a world of positivity.
Man, like I said, I'm pregnant, so I'm a little emotional, but watching her, what, it just makes me want to cry.
It is so cute.
She's like got rhythm, and I don't know if she's doing the music as well. Graham, can we maybe try to talk to mom a little bit later?
Yeah, definitely. I just reached out to her, so we'll see. And I think it's her older brother who is the one that's making the music. Wow. And then, yeah, she writes and does all the lyrics.
So like a Billie Eilish situation. We've got one going on right here.
Oh, yeah.
In the Bay Area.
Yeah, and her brother's name is Binius.
All right, cool. So we'll try
to
talk.
I'm kidding.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking.
We'll try to talk to the family a little bit later. All right, Graham, so what did you have?
So I saw online about what people are, you know, some of the things that people are buying right now during this coronavirus time. Obviously, sales on some things are way, way down, but some things are way, way up. And one of the things they're saying is way, way up is computers. Americans right now buying historic amounts of computers. They think they're calling it the stuck at home bubble because it's basically everybody that's now working from home realizing that their home computers and their home setups kind of suck. And so they're starting to buy all new equipment, laptops, desktops, keyboards, and webcams. All those sales are up massively right now. And since I've been now working from home, kind of thinking the same thing. I want a new computer, you guys.
They're expensive, though. I mean,
I know.
I mean, they're thousands for a computer. Who's got thousands of dollars right now?
Not
I know.
Me.
But don't you just, I sit here now using the computers that I have, which are ancient, and I sit there using them, and I'm like, these things are terrible. I wish I had something better. I have like the iMac that I have is probably from 2007. I don't know how it's still, this thing just keeps running. It says it has a failing hard drive and all these problems. I put it through a lot of sketchy sites and porn. I'm not going to lie, but
yeah.
It just keeps
Ew,
working.
Ew, Graham!
Well, dude,
it just keeps working, so I keep using it.
Couple of things on the Macs. One, I work with someone, and she's got the worst Mac. Anytime she even just kind of touches it, completely undone. I can't do any trending. I can't do my broadcast live. I mean, can't even touch the damn thing. That's one.
That's and not that true. I'm less touching than it a, right
that,
now.
That computer, Selena, is what, only a year and a half old? I remember when you got it, it worked for the first week. You were bragging about it. And then after that, yeah, you have to have the cord plugged in at all times. And then the keyboard's bent.
The keyboard isn't bent?
Something's wrong with it. It bows up in the middle. It looks weird.
Oh, that's because I have a keyboard cover on it and that I could take it off and it's a regular keyboard. But okay, I don't know. I just think the battery like died or something. I don't know what happened to it.
So
but whatever. This is like.
It's my second point, Graham. If you're going to get in the Mac game, don't expect it to run more than anywhere between 2 years. Maybe 3.5 tops, and it's time to get a new one. So you having a 2007, that's a joke. You're holding garbage. I want to go back to people buying like computer-related stuff. You cannot. So again, Natasha and I, a couple times a week, we're doing this little, you know, home show thing. We just posted another one yesterday. The original JV on Instagram, check it out. But I just wanted a simple webcam. You cannot find one. I challenge anyone to find any model from $10 up to $2,000 from any store in the world, from America to China to Germany, anywhere. You cannot buy a webcam even if you wanted one right now. And I guess it's because everyone's at home going, oh, you know what I'm going to do? Set up a webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody wants
to for work.
Yeah, and Zoom. If you wanted to Zoom, do all these Zoom happy hours and stuff with your friends, you need, and most people's old desktops or whatever, or old laptops, their camera probably looks terrible if it even has one. So you got to hook up a camera to it if you want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you can't buy them because they don't make as many because all the new laptops and computers come with.
No, that's not it. I mean, look, our Mac, it comes with a camera, but it's okay. You can. If you want to get a real webcam, it can do all kinds of things from wide angle to 4K to whatever. Many people get a separate webcam for their computer to attach to the top. And you can't buy. There's not one. Not one. And they won't tell you, hey, check back in 2 weeks. Nothing. They're just like, out of stock. Forget it. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
This says webcam sales up 179%. And that was of a period a couple weeks ago. You know, when this thing was first getting going. So I'm assuming sales have only gone up since
179,000%. What, Natasha?
Do you think it's a good time to like rack up your credit card bill with like expensive equipment? Because if we go through this like a long time, then maybe the government will help out all the credit cards.
No, they're not.
No.
Hey, government, will you pay for my webcam? Hey, really quick on that. Let's talk about that. So if the government's going to give everyone, you know, $1,000, does that make any sense to pay someone here in the Bay Area $1,000 like they are the person on the farm in North Dakota? Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's
zero sense.
Really bothered me. What, you can't do anything with that money.
Why wouldn't you go state by state? I mean, if you're going to try to help people out, go, okay, California is a whole different ballgame than Ohio.
Yeah. When they go, use this for your rent and your groceries. I'm like, that doesn't even cover a third of your rent in the Bay Area.
Dude, that doesn't even buy me a new webcam.
That's what I'm going to use it for.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show. I'm JV in the main studio. We got Natasha in the next studio lining up Mom Michelle. She sent over a video of her daughter Ellie. By the way, Graham and Selena, they are broadcasting from the house. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for coming on with us. Have we talked to you before? Have we brought you on before?
No, this is our first time.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you. You said that your daughter is an aspiring artist. I want to tell you right now, she is an artist. I'm so impressed by what I heard. She has like kind of this rhythm and flow. And I'm just loving her vibe too, that positive song that we played on the air. By the way, everyone, go to thejvshow.com and check out Ellie's song. Is she there?
She is, yes. Thank you so much for having her.
Oh, of course. So Ellie, do you need to put her on the phone or are you both on it right now?
We have her on speaker.
Okay. Hey, Ellie.
Hi.
Hi. Can I ask you a couple of questions? It's your first radio interview. Here we go. First question. Your song is called Lovin' Vibes and Smiles. Why did you feel this need to put out a message of positivity?
Because there's some people treating people differently because of their race.
Mm. Oh, I really like that. So what a great message. Yeah, we all need to. I didn't get to play all of the song, but yeah, you got into the parts where we need to treat each other well and love each other. I think it's amazing. So you wrote this? You kind of saw that there was an issue out there and then you wrote these lyrics?
My brother and I wrote them together and then I would sing them.
And what's your brother's name?
My brother's name is Ariel.
Okay, so you're kind of like Billie Eilish and her brother. You know Billie Eilish works with her brother, right?
Yes.
All right, so I've been working on this thing for a long time. It's like it's a book, but it's like it's music and it's videos and it's all these things. I would like to include you. It's going to take me a while to put it all together, but I'd like to include you in there just because of the message. Like, you have such a strong message, and the song is just really wonderful. You did a great, great job, you and your brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll play some more of that tomorrow on the air, and then we'll try to support you as best we can. Michelle, you've obviously done a great job raising your kids. I love them for what they've done.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice of you to say that.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Natasha, put the song back in. I'm going, Natasha, pull the music. Put it back in. Pull that song that you just pulled out. Put it back in there. And then Selena.
There it is.
There, let's get one more song in here. But what do you got coming up, Selena?
Okay, so Chrissy Teigen's new show that we just talked about not too long ago on Quibi or
Quibi!
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to hear a review of it?
I would.
All right. Let's do that next inside today's Hottest Trending.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show on Wild 94.9. Obviously, things are a little bit different. I'm in the studio. Natasha's also in a neighboring studio. We got Graham at home. We got Selena at home. And the show is on now until 11. Selena, you have something we can talk about?
Yeah. Okay, so no offense, guys, but I'm just going to assume you're not too familiar with rapper YNW Melly.
What? YLZ? Jelly, I've been a fan. What are you talking
me
about?
Me too. I've been banging Melly Jelly in my jeep for days. He's got a bunch of slap joints.
Graham's been with that Jelly Melly. YNZ.
Okay, so you guys don't know. Have you heard of this guy?
Yes.
Anything?
Total alphabet to the Melly. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay, let me just explain then, because that means no, you don't know who this guy is. So he's a rapper, but he is currently locked up. Like, he's put away awaiting trial on double murder charges after killing two of his friends.
Friends?
So... yeah.
Wait, what is your definition of friends? Because I don't usually kill mine. I don't know about you guys. I don't.
Me either. This guy, he's just a bad person. So last week he was in the news because he ended up testing positive for coronavirus. And then TMZ, they went and posted about his condition. Apparently he's like really suffering in there. He's got the chills, the heavy labored breathing, headaches, body aches. This is a jail in Florida. So they're not like monitoring the inmates or the medical personnel like they're supposed to be. And then his inmate, even he's tested positive for COVID. They don't have masks. They don't have cleaning supplies. So it's a whole mess. And right now his attorney is like begging the judge to let him out on house arrest, kind of like they did for Tekashi. But so that way he can get the proper treatment. But this guy's a double murderer. Like, do you guys have thoughts on this?
Yeah, these are human beings in prison. When someone has a drug problem and they're in there, that's what they have. They have a drug problem. Or if someone stole to feed their family or something, we have to treat these people as best we can. I tend to feel a little less sorry for you if you are locked up because you murdered two people. I've watched 60 Days In, and I've seen, I mean, you should know what you're getting yourself into with prison. They don't have the treatment, and they don't have things to accommodate you, not even for, I saw one lady go in 60 Days In, and she goes, excuse me, I need gluten-free lunch. They're like, get out of here. So you have to know, if you get yourself in prison, especially on a double murder charge, you're probably not going to get the best treatment for COVID-19. I lean more towards, hey, sorry, that sucks, and separate him from the other people. What do you think, Selena?
Yeah, I don't want this to come off too harsh, but like, I'm cool with like different jails or whatever releasing, you know, non-violent offenders. You're a murderer. You can't just be, you know, on your way sent home just because you're sick. And I'm not saying that I want him to die or anything, but I don't think you should be able... I don't think you should be given the luxury of being able to go home.
Yeah. Graham, do you have any thoughts on the ZYX Melly Jelly?
The YNW.
Definitely, definitely deny any sort of release or home arrest. You do not get that luxury. While I think you should be afforded proper health care to keep you alive, whether or not that care is that good and you're miserable and struggling and going through all this stuff, I don't care. That to me, you should be given proper medical care, but above that, nothing more to make you comfortable. Sorry.
All right. And Natasha, do you have any thoughts?
I think that we don't know the circumstances of his murder. Like, he could have been on drugs. He could be mentally sick. Like, I think we do need to take care of him.
He killed his friend and made a whole song about it. Like, he rapped about it.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, like, I definitely think he should be separated from the other prisoners, because that's not fair to the other prisoners he's around to infect them.
Yeah. And, you know, people are struggling. Do we know where he lives? Because, I mean, look at New York. People are, they're hurting, and it's hard for them to get the best care because the hospitals are so overrun. Like, I don't know where you live, but he's going to be definitely lowest on the list.
I read this was in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said he's in Florida. Yeah, I think you're going to be the last one that we try to rush treatment to. You know, sorry, buddy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, it is the JV Show. All right, so there's Selena. We're on Wild 94.9's Instagram Live. We're going to bring Selena on right now. Let me turn my camera around if you want to see Selena at her house. All right, it's waiting to connect to Selena. And then we're going to bring Graham on as well. He always has a nice surprise from the house. Oh, your daughter's in there. Hi, Kiana.
She's here.
Hi, how are you? Good. Can you bring her a little closer? Let's bring your daughter just a little closer to the mic. Kiana, do you like mom at home or no?
Do you like me being at home?
Yeah.
You do? I don't know. I think she's a little too bossy when she's there in the morning. You think your mom's got too many rules?
No.
No? Okay. So you like mom being home. That's good. Oh, Kiana's looking so cute. All right. Well, good morning to you. All right. So, again, we're on Wild 94.9's Instagram Live, and Selena's got today's hottest trending.
I do, and it's all brought to us by Planet Fitness. Join Planet Fitness on Facebook for free, not workouts. You know, that's not allowed right now. So they're doing work-ins, and they're streaming every day at 4 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
So Blac Chyna trolled Khloe Kardashian. Know how yesterday I told you that after the Kim and Khloe fight aired, sorry, the Kim and Courtney fight aired, Khloe had tweeted out that she would demolish Court's ass?
Oh, your daughter's face just lit up when you said a swear word. She just popped up. You got to go to Wild94.9's IG Live. Your daughter was like, huh? Someone's what? Cuss jar.
So Khloe said she would demolish Courtney because she's 5'10". Courtney is 5 feet on a good day. Well, then Blac Chyna hopped onto her Instagram story and she put, what about 5'2"? And people are speculating that was in response to Khloe's initial post. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, Khloe and Blac Chyna, who do you think would win?
Wow. Forget the Logan brothers and who they want to fight. Let's go Khloe and Blac Chyna. And God, who do we put the money on? I'm going to go Blac Chyna. She's probably just been through some more real stuff. Khloe's like, she's probably like a lot of talk and feels like she has the size. That's what she said about her sister. I'm much bigger than her. But a lot of times it's about the heart. It really is.
Totally. True. And like, Blac Chyna, from what we've read, like, she used to beat up Rob. So that's not funny. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at that. But yeah, I'm just saying she has experience.
Selena, we shouldn't joke around about domestic abuse. However, that joke, it was good. It was solid. It was solid.
Thank you.
I think Khloe's got the reach, are you ready for a new? I would watch that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready for a new Tiger King series?
I don't know.
So I told you yesterday Netflix is going to be dropping like a new episode. This is totally separate. But by the way, are you guys sick at this point of just hearing about Tiger King?
You know, a little bit. I'm kind of worn on it. Yeah. What about you?
You know, I am too, but I went on Netflix yesterday and still number one trending on Netflix.
Wow.
Like there's people that are just getting on
so
board.
There's more footage.
So it's going to be around for a while.
There's like more to the story though. What's going on?
Okay. So you know the ID network, like they stand for investigation, discovery, something like that. Yeah. So they're going to be coming out with a follow-up series. It's called Investigating the Strange World of Joe Exotic. And what they're going to do is take what Netflix already did, but they're going to ask questions about that series and investigate different things. They claim to have like never before seen video and footage, and they're going to reveal secrets that only Joe Exotic knows.
Mm. It's interesting that the guy who was filming everything, he helped Joe Exotic with his YouTube channel. He was also filming all this madness because he wanted to get it on some big network, and most networks weren't going to it. Imagine this guy filming your whole life, though, and then one day you go, hey, you know what? You don't own me, and this is all my footage. And then the guy says to you, no, Selena, I do own you and everything I've been filming. I have all the rights. How mad would you be? Because that happened in Tiger King.
See, I don't like that kind of stuff. Like, if you're in it, like, this is yours.
Right.
Just as much. I think even more. This is your life, your right. footage,
and
your likeness, your image.
That was just one part of, you know, this whole story. I mean, there became an argument about that. It's like, no, I can do whatever I want with your image. And I don't know if this footage, does that footage belong to that producer, like this continued footage? Does the same guy still own it? Do we know?
That I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question.
Right.
I'm not sure.
One final thing. We add both stories. How about we get Chloe, we get Blac Chyna, and then all these characters from Tiger King, and then just a Royal Rumble. We put it on WWE
yes.
Raw on a Monday night. Would you watch that?
Who would win?
Oh.
Yes, and I'm going for Carol Baskins.
Yeah, I go, well, Carol's in another camp, and then we got, you know, Joe Exotica yeah. and his side. Finally, Selena, what do you have?
Okay, if I can just let you guys know something really cool that Live Nation is doing. As you know, like, all concerts are called off. They're either postponed or just canceled. It really sucks. So Live Nation, they just launched what they call Live From Home. So music fans, you can go to livenation.com to experience this, and they update it every single day with live streams and different content from all your favorite artists. So you can still feel connected to them, even without being able to go to their concert.
That is awesome.
That's at livenation.com.
Yeah, let me get rid of Selena here. I'm going to hang up on her. So, and now, Graham, why don't you check in? We're on Wild94.9's Instagram. Oh, there's Graham. Wild94.9's Instagram Live. Let me try to bring him on.
I've sent my request.
Yeah, why is it not? Okay, it's about
Congratulations on learning how to do that, by the way.
Who, me?
No, me. Graham, figuring out how to send an Instagram request.
And I turned this around.
This is a big day for me.
All right, now we got Graham on, still in the robe. Would you like to explain the robe?
Buddy.
Explain the robe.
Well, you know, I get up early, obviously, for the show, and I get ready in the dark. This was kind of the only thing I could find without waking everybody up. And this was, apparently, it's my wife's robe. It was hanging on the bathroom door, so I decided to throw it on, if you can see this.
Nice chest hair.
It's pretty cozy, though.
Oh, my God. Anyone that wants to see Graham and his wife's robe and his chest hair while he does the trending, go to Wild94.9's Instagram Live. Yuck! All right, what do you got?
Oh, come on, guy. we talked earlier about how we are successfully flattening the curve here in California, but as far as how long till things go back to normal, in an interview yesterday, the Santa Clara County Public Health Director, Dr. Sarah Cody, said she was predicting it would be a very, very long time before we see normalcy here in the Bay Area. She didn't comment on whether or not she thought schools would be open like normal in the fall, but she did say that she's trying to get her kids used to online learning, so that might be a little telling about what she thinks about the upcoming school year. Dr. Cody also said she believes everyone will probably be infected with the virus at some point. She said the shelter in place is working mainly to just help slow the spread so hospitals don't get overwhelmed all at once, not really to keep everyone from getting it. So basically just spreading out everyone's cases over a longer period of time.
Yeah. You know, our boss was smart to say, hey, guys, don't do any speculating, but I'd like to just for a second. If you were to speculate, sure. What percentage of America do you think has this and is just asymptomatic or had some symptoms? I think it's in a, I don't know. I feel like it's in a lot of us. You know what I mean? I'm not saying me, but
I do too.
I feel like it easily, I don't know what. Do you think we're getting up close to half of us it ran through us?
I don't know that it's
that doesn't
that
sound
high,
too like outlandish to me.
Yeah.
Could be 25%, 30%. Again, speculation.
Speculation. No more speculation. All right. Thank you, Graham from the house. Selena from the house.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And Natasha's in another room here at the studio. Selena's at home. Graham is at home. Graham, what do you have?
All right. So they are reporting that the virus quarantine life is really starting to take its toll on Americans, particularly by exacerbating the vices we are all most susceptible to. Did you guys like how I worked in exacerbating there?
Yes, I loved it.
Love it.
Thank you. Things like drinking, marijuana usage, junk food consumption, and adult video watching are all way, way up, while things like exercise and other stress-reducing activities are way, way down. They're saying this combination can lead to serious consequences on our emotional and mental health.
I believe it. Yeah, this is not good for our minds. We need to be out and about. We need to be exercising. We need to be socializing. My vice is definitely the junk food. What about you, Selena?
I thought you were going to stop at just junk.
that too.
And food.
Love me some
junk. Two things.
Uh-huh. Honestly, all I've been doing is TV. Like I feel like I'm out of stuff to watch because I've finished whole series. I've watched movies. I don't even know what else to do with my life.
You know what's interesting about that is there's nothing that they're working on, you know, Netflix or Hollywood or anything. So we're going to run out and it's going to turn into all reruns. Graham, speaking of vices, have you been doing any gambling?
No, there's nothing, JB, there's nothing to gambling on. The next, you know, the one thing I've seen some people wagering on is marble racing, and it seems fixed to me. I don't know how to smartly place a bet there because I can't meet the marble in person ahead of time. I want to talk to it and see how motivated it is, also see how heavy it is. So I've laid off that. My vice right now is the sweets. My wife's baking cakes and cookies because she wants something to do, and then I eat all of it.
Yeah, not only do I do the sweets, but it just feels like every single meal is bad. I don't think I can enjoy a meal without every time thinking about just how unhealthy I'm getting. We're not doing any vegetables whatsoever.
You know what? I saw this report how everybody, while they're stuck at home, they're like turning to baking. Like they're baking bread, which is, it just seems so random to me. But I guess if you go to the store, it's hard to find a lot of like the common baking items you need because this is what everybody's doing in their spare time now because they're that bored.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were talking about the drive-ins maybe making a comeback because theaters might be in trouble. Will people go back to the theaters? DYCE saying, yeah, there's a drive-in movie still in Concord. Several people saying, yeah, we got them in San Jose. Eric saying, I missed the one in Burlington, or I missed the Burlington drive-ins. Crystal De La Cruz said, if they drop the price of movie tickets, people will go. And I love the drive-in. We go to West Wind in Concord a few times a year. Wild 94.9, it is the JV Show. Once again, Graham and Selena are broadcasting from their houses, so they forget things. Like Selena, during one of the songs, I heard you say the F word and then go, oh, God, you forgot. Your daughter is right there.
Right next to me, yeah.
Yeah. So what was her reaction? Did she hear it?
No. Well, yeah, she heard it. She just didn't care. I think she might be used to it at this point,
Really?
Is a huge relief because then I could just let the F-bombs fly, you know?
You know, when I was a kid, as many times as I heard a swear word, and I heard a lot coming from my dad, it was that F-word that scared me. I knew that one was serious. It would still shock me every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I say it that much where she's just like unfazed?
I guess so. I mean, if your daughter doesn't trip over the F-word, you're using it probably too much.
Yeah,
what's weird is, though, every time that Kiana's been in studio with us and I've let a swear word slip, which isn't that often, Kiana will say something to me like, oh, you're not supposed to say that. That's a bad word. But when Selena does it, she doesn't even bat an eye. It's weird. And we could be saying the exact same word.
You know why, Graham? It's because there's hope. Selena's daughter, Kiana, knows that there's hope for you being a good person. But her mom, she's given up on that.
It doesn't make me a bad person.
I didn't say that, did I? Oh, I kind of did.
Yes, you did.
By the way, shouldn't we talk about what your daughter is wearing? It might really upset Graham. He'll probably be bothered by it.
Yeah, I forgot to point this out when we were on live on Instagram Live earlier. But yeah, she, my daughter, was wearing her Rebecca Zamolo merch, her hashtag ZamFam.
Oh my God. For the people that don't know, Graham went on a couple of dates with that YouTube star. She dumped him, and now he's hurt that she's got a mansion and a hot husband and lots of merch.
Stop it. It was a lunch 19 years ago. What? I don't care. But I
And the biggest
I mean, I
mistake of your life.
Of,
yeah.
Stop it. Not even close. I mean, what does her merch cost? How much are you spending on this?
Mm.
I don't remember because Santa brought it for her. So I would have to check with, you know, the big guy in the North Pole and see how much she spent.
What does your merch cost, Graham?
It's free. Just send me a self-addressed envelope and I'll mail you my old jockstrap.
Ew.
That you could wear at the grocery store for your face mask, right?
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.